Game 6 of the NBA Finals going down tonight. It'll be the final game played in Oracle Arena in Oakland, where the Warriors play. They are moving to San Francisco following this season, and this is it. Game 6 will be the last chance to play there, and if the Warriors can get the win and extend this to a Game 7 in Toronto, that would be a beautiful thing, and I think everybody would win. There's been so much drama, so much intrigue now in this series, considering all the different things in play, whether it's free agency, whether it's now the KD injury, and at the center of the free agency aspect of this is KD and his injury. And so I saw this on Instagram. Klay Thompson had a post, and it was a heartfelt post that he sent out to Kevin Durant, and it says, "Game day, and it's obviously a big one. But Dub Nation, I need you to reflect on the fact that we would not be in this position if it weren't for this man and his sacrifices." There's a picture of KD smiling and laughing with Klay in the background on Instagram. And he says, "I'm going to need every Dubs fan in the building tonight to bring the same fire K brought every day to the court. It's not going to be the same running out that tunnel without you, bro. We all know this is a minor setback for a major comeback. Nothing can impede this man's greatness." And then he put the goat emoji, so he sent a shout-out to Dirk.
Yeah, it was nice of him.
Speaking of Oracle, let's lay it all out there tonight in honor of the 47 years in this beautiful building. Let's get it, Dub Nation. Hashtag do it for K. Hashtag one last dance. Hashtag we believe.
Okay.
And so it was pictures, two different pictures of Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant dapping it up, being buddies.
KT.
And with, you know, and KD responded to it. And KD's handle on Instagram is Easy Money Sniper. And he responded with, "Love you, bro."
Aww.
So these guys are very good friends. There's a lot of love there. Skin, you talked about the fact that his teammates, really good players, walked him all the way down the hall when KD got hurt to help him down the hall during a playoff game, during a finals game. That was a big statement. It looks like there's no drama here. I mean, unless it involves Draymond, there's no drama here with anybody else necessarily. They do have love and respect and appreciation for each other.
Love you, bro.
It just seems like they're all going to stay and keep playing for the Warriors.
I think that that's a possibility. I don't know that I think that KD's going to opt in. That's the one thing that I don't really buy, just for the simple fact of, like, after the sacrifice he just made, he's going to walk away from $6.5 million. Because if he opts out, Golden State's going to turn around and offer him the max. You know, uh-huh. Like, even if he wanted to stay in Golden State, why would he not take the max?
Right. Why would he opt in?
You know, the idea is that he opts in and then can go back out into free agency a year later, and Golden State obviously would probably be in the playoff chase if he comes back in time for the playoffs. But I just can't see that, because he's already made sacrifices. You know, he's already made financial sacrifices. He made obviously a tremendous physical sacrifice, and we're 3 months removed from him going on his podcast and saying, "I'm going to take the most money possible."
Can I throw out this hypothetical?
Yeah.
KD could opt in. I mean, opt in, stay in Golden State, sit in Golden State, playoffs, title. But you're taking $6 to $7 million less. Or can't get anyone to go with him to the Knicks. And then you sit and you rehab your situation in New York with a team that's not going to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I think opting in could be an option. But taking $6 to $7 million less, but the chance of coming back for the playoffs is there in Golden State.
Right.
It's not a real thing for the Knicks.
But it's not just those two teams. What if the Mavericks want to play ball, right?
Yeah.
What if the Mavericks are like, "Look, Porzingis, Luka, two young superstars, come back with us. This is the dynasty. This is the next great team that's going to be good for a long time with two super young pieces."
Yeah, and what I think the real kind of irony about this is, okay, we're sitting here projecting 2 years into the future, but really what I think Kevin Durant is going to be like post-Achilles is, I think he's going to be a little more like Dirk. I mean, obviously, they're not going to have all the same type moves. But I think Dirk was 32 when the Mavericks went to the finals, I think. I'd have to look that up.
Yeah, because it was 8 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's about, maybe he was 33. That's about what I think KD physically will be like. You know, Dirk obviously was amazing using leverage and different things. So they have different moves and stuff. But KD is going to be a 7-footer that can shoot the lights out, and he's still going to be able to jab and do things. So even a little bit compromised physically, he's still going to be an elite basketball player offensively playing with Luka and Porzingis. I just don't see how you can defend that team if he were to choose going there. And the thing that I thought was super interesting today is our old grumpy, pessimistic NBA friend Tim McMahon, who has always done such a great job on the beat, was on DFW Media today saying that he hates to say it, I'm paraphrasing, but he actually thinks that the Mavericks would have a shot at KD for the simple fact that part of the pitch would be we have the best training staff in the game with Casey Smith. Look at how he got Wesley Matthews, or helped. Wesley did a lot of it on his own, but helped get Wesley Matthews back on the floor faster than anyone in the history of an Achilles injury. So not only is it playing with Luka and playing with Porzingis, look what our track record is in this regard.
I mean, if you talk about tilting the story towards your strength, Casey Smith is one of the best things about the Dallas Mavericks.
For sure. Regarded
as being the best in the business. Look what he did for Tyson Chandler.
Yeah.
Kept him healthy, and no doubt about it. I mean, with this Achilles experience that he just went through with Wes Matthews, that would be a strong selling point. You know that KD's comfortable in the region, went to school in Texas, played in Oklahoma. I mean, if you look around the league and you look at, hey, I want to go to a place where they have a super bright future and two really young pieces, I mean, the Mavericks would have to be in that discussion as much as anybody.
So the interesting thing, too, is we talk about changing narratives and all this stuff. He would be given the job of teaching the young pups how to do it. There was already so much chatter of him playing with Porzingis in the first place. It's mm-hmm. just now it's in a different location. And if it's about star-level status and all that, you know, we talked about Luka's personality, but Luka still speaks English as a third language. He speaks better Spanish than English. There's just a lot of things that KD may want that would be here. That would be, you know, we all know Dallas is a super easy place to live. I just heard yesterday that Tyson Chandler just bought a bunch of land out kind of in the eastern burbs because he lived here for 2 years. Like, yeah, what a great place to live. I mean, it's like all these guys that come through here love living here. Hell, a lot of these guys come back and live here even though they hadn't been here in the first place. Mm-hmm. It's just their agents steer them here. It's why Jermaine O'Neal is here. We've had him on the show talking about that. So, but I think to Tim's point, and the reason he says, I hate to say it, is because, you know, you can go, hey, the Mavericks are going after LeBron, but are they really going to get him? But I think that's why it's so interesting about this particular angle is someone who doesn't really play that kind of a game, you know, the what-if situation. It's just not the way Tim is wired. For him to even publicly consider it, I think it's pretty damn interesting.
Would you rather use all your cap on that, a redshirt year of KD, and then the rest of his contract, or build an actual roster?
I would rather use it on KD. Because I just don't know how else you get a player. You're going to acquire a guy who was just the best player in the world. I mean, and he's the best player in the world because of a unique combination. It's not like he's out athleting everybody. He's a great athlete, but he's not crazy explosive. He's more explosive because of his skills. So I think his game is going to, even post Achilles, is going to translate. And you're also not asking him to be the heavy load.
All right. Would you rather have Clay fully healthy or KD and miss 1 year?
God, that's a great hypothetical. I think, like, the manic addictive personality I have is like, give me Clay now, give me Clay now, give me Clay now. I think the smart move is to wait for KD. You know, the other thing too, the Mavericks are going to have their first round pick next year. So if you, it's not, I expect them to make the playoffs. But it would still be an asset as you sit here and do some team building. Mm-hmm. But I just, if you have a chance to get Kevin Durant.
How could they, let's just say they get KD. They still have that exception that they have to use, right? It's a ticking time bomb. You have to use it.
Talk about the trade exception?
Yeah.
So what happens on a trade exception is you have it for 1 year unless you drop underneath the cap. So the second they drop underneath the cap, they lose their exception. So the way that works is, you know, I'd have to look. I think they're going to operate above the cap at first because of holds and things like that.
But they need to utilize that.
It'd be great if they could utilize it on next Thursday during the trade and the draft. And that's the other component of all this is it definitely appears that the Lakers, Mark Stein reported today, that the framework of a deal is in place for the Lakers and the Pelicans under a couple considerations. So the Lakers are trying to get there. But all the safe money is on the Lakers making an Anthony Davis trade, probably by draft day, by a week from today.
You say the Mavs could use that exception on draft day? Mm-hmm. Like, what could they get?
I don't think they want to do it, but let's say that the Rockets thought that they could unload Chris Paul on the Lakers and they wanted to clear out max cap space, we could just take Capella off their hands. Now, the other thing I would maintain about all that is your team building. Do you have enough money and minutes for Dwight Powell, Capella, Maxi Kleba, and Porzingis?
I would take Capella, and even if it meant, all right, now you got to get creative with some of the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
Not Porzingis, obviously.
Right. The guy, I don't know that it makes a ton of sense to pay $26 million a year to a combination of Dwight Powell and Capella. Because they're different, but they kind of duplicate some things. So as you're sitting here going, all right, so almost 25% of my cap is this role guy, I don't know that that makes the most sense. I think if you were to go get Capella, you may probably be saying bye to Dwight Powell, I think, but I don't know.
I mean, look, I love Dwight Powell.
I do too.
We all do. But isn't Capella significantly better defensively and rebounding?
For what this team needs, you could make the argument he's a better fit. And I think also the way he played with James Harden, there's no reason to believe he can't play that same way with Luka, right? And he's bigger than Dwight Powell and longer, but he's making a little more money. So it's. I think you can make the argument that he's a better fit, but, man, Dwight's become such a big, important part of this thing.
Right. I don't want to lose Dwight, but yeah. If it meant getting Capella, I'd be okay with it. But I wouldn't be super happy about it because I really like Dwight Powell.
Right.
But man, this is juicy. So it could all be over tonight. The Raptors could close this thing out tonight and not have it go back to Toronto for a final game. But I just don't know. There's a lot of emotions in play, man. With the KD injury, the article that came out today, or I guess it was Jay Williams saying that, and he's very close to KD, saying KD was misled by the training staff of Golden State, the guys wanting to play, wanting to get the win for KD, the last game in Oracle. Hmm. There's so much drama. What's Kawhi going to do? Is he just going to get a championship and then bolt?
No one's even talking about Kawhi over the last couple of days because of all the KD stuff. This is a guy who has been a finals MVP before.
I'm a fun guy.
Fun guy, get rings.
Fun guy, board man, get rings.